93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Don't forget Cardinals Astros live from Houston tonight, loud and clear. 6:10 is your pregame. 7:05, first pitch on the new home of Cardinals baseball. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
And because of baseball, I think we've just forgotten about football. And
I think
it's been a nice diversion from football because of all the lockout going on. It just seems like it's everything's in court. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly joining us right now. And Eric, it's too much court lingo to keep up with. So can you fill us in on exactly what's going on with the NFL lockout right now?
Yeah, I mean, they just had the 8th District hearing in St. Louis on Friday. And right now the judges are convening to listen over, to go through the arguments that both the NFL and the players presented to the court. Based on their initial ruling to keep the lockout in place, it'd be hard to imagine them reversing course. Right now, it appears that the NFL will win that. Obviously, there may have been some sort of compelling argument that caused one of the judges to change their votes because it wasn't 2-1 votes, so they only need one of them to kind of reverse their thought process a little bit. But short of that, the good news is that they had meetings with the NFL and the players. On the side, no lawyers in the room, trying to rebuild that relationship that's been so damaged since March 11th. And the good news, they have more meetings planned. So I think there is some positivity heading forward, even if people really don't know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Eric. I mean, it's all been negativity up until recently because it seems like there are those secret meetings up in the Chicago suburbs. And then it seems like they're getting together a little bit. Is the arrow at least pointed up a little bit to maybe they're going to make a decision soon?
Yeah, it is, but what I've been warned by people on both sides is that things could, go awry at any point. There are enough people involved in this process and enough powerful emotions and strong egos, and let's face it, billions of dollars at stake, that something could go awry at some point. I'm not saying that's going to happen for sure. I'm not sold on the fact that progress can't be built off of what happened last week. I think it really does boil down to the money. And if they can, sort of check their egos a little bit, figure out exactly how to structure the money, the salary cap, future years, earnings over projections, those sorts of things, I really think they can get this done in a few weeks' time. The date that I think everybody should sort of keep in mind is right around that July 4th holiday, sometime around July 5th. If there's signs that something could happen around then, I think we're in good shape. I just talked to Kellen Winslow a few minutes ago. He said, look, all we need is, a couple weeks of training camp. The veterans will be fine. The rookies may lose out. But everybody seems to think that if something can happen 1 month from today, we still could be in good shape for a full season.
Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. I assume you told Kellen you were getting ready to go on the Tay and Jay show, right, Eric?
I did. I mentioned it to him. He said he's going to check online and make sure to stream the show.
That's great. Well, Eric, I mean, you've just answered that perfectly in two questions, but I'm telling you right now, I'm getting panicked. I mean, I'm a football fan, a huge fantasy football guy. I love watching football anyway.
You're
forget the
more
fantasy.
About your fantasy
no,
team,
I'm actually not, and I'm even a Cardinals fan, so why am I excited? But, how panicked do I need to be right now? I mean, what is too late to where they could have a full season and there's not an abbreviated season and they can get the free agency going, et cetera? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, you mentioned a key part of that, and that's free agency. I mean, the teams want to fill out their rosters. They obviously went through the draft process. The Redskins didn't draft a quarterback. The Cardinals didn't draft a quarterback. There's several other teams who didn't address needs. The Eagles need a corner. Nnamdi Asamoah's out on the free agent market. There's several veterans who will be traded. So you want enough time to obviously be able to have some transactions before you start training camp. That's why I threw that July 5th day out there. Let's say a deal happens on July 10th, okay?
Right.
That'll give them, say, 3 weeks of free agency starting from the 10th up until the end of the month. And then, if you start training camp, let's say August 1st, now you have the Hall of Fame game may be in trouble, but most of the rest of the preseason slate should be intact. Games would start right away. It would be sort of disjointed at first.
Sure.
I think you'd really have to cram in the new head coaches, new offensive schemes, that sort of thing. But it can be done, and I think that would be still an ideal situation for people who are freaked out like you are.
Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. I've got one last question about the lockout. Then we're going to take a quick break, if that's all right with you, Eric.
Sure.
And then come back and actually talk about some NFL things like Plaxico Burress. Here's my final question, and this is doomsday question. If this thing doesn't get settled and we go a season without football, how much, I know it hurt baseball for a long time, how much would this hurt the NFL, or is the NFL so strong that it would bounce back immediately?
It would not bounce back immediately. I'm not convinced of that. I really believe there would be, you know, you look at recent years, for instance, a lot of women fans have come on. You know, people who watch the Super Bowl, it's about 54-46 men and women.
Wow.
Guess what? Some of those fringe fans, those newer fans, the female fans, I think most of them are gone. I really do. Now, they may come back at some point, obviously, but sure. Like you said, the people who played fantasy football for the first time last year, you know, the people who, you know, ordered the DirecTV package for the first time last year, who put their name on the season ticket package list for the first time. I mean, all these guys immediately are going to be turned off. And it would probably take 2, 3, 4 seasons to get most of them back. Would they still be the number one sport? Probably, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL owners are gambling on that. That's why they're waging this war against the players, trying to get the most money.
Good stuff with Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. He's going to be nice enough to hang on through a break. When we come back, we're going to ask you about Plaxico Burress. And is it Plaxico or Plaxico? Why do I always
Plaxico.
Say Plaxico? Yeah. There you go. We're going to ask about him and where he's going, if anywhere. We'll be back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner. And it's the Tay and Jay Show. I'm just kind of, you know, going along with the beat here. Jeremy, is that good enough? We're talking to Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly. You can see his stuff at profootballweekly.com.
And Eric, you mentioned free agency, if this lockout ever ends. And one of the free agents that we're talking a lot about this week is Plaxico Burress, obviously out of prison after serving a 2-year sentence. And we are halfway between the Edward Jones Dome here and Soldier Field here in Champaign, Illinois. Do you think Plaxico Burress would fit in either a Bears uniform or a St. Louis Rams uniform?
I think both places have an interest. I think probably more so the Rams. And, you know, Steve was there, obviously, with Plax, and he's seen him in the locker room. And just for the record, I mean, Eli Manning has said, you know, the Plaxico has been one of the best teammates he's ever had in terms of diligent note-taking, you know, detailed work and practice, always prepared off the field. So, I mean, whatever reputation the guy has, he always appears to come to play, and I think that's a key thing for whatever team signs him. So, you know, Spags will sign off on that. They obviously have a need for a big receiver. I know they like the young kids, but it makes some more sense than in Chicago, where I don't think he exactly fits the Bears' style of receiver, and yet, you know, you and I probably think that they certainly could use another red zone target like that.
Definitely, definitely. What do you think the market is going to be for Plaxico Burress? I mean, a guy that's coming out of prison, 34 years old. You don't know how well a football shape he's in right now. Do you think there's going to be 5-6 teams going after him, or do you expect this to be maybe 1 or 2?
Yeah, I think you hit the right thing on the head. I mean, I think people are less concerned about the, you know, the off-the-field stuff and the imprisonment than they really are about his age. And the fact that he might be better prepared to play next year when he turns 36 as opposed to this season. So, you know, I mean, you probably have to give him a 2-year deal. There are some teams who are going to be, you know, I would say pretty hot on him, you know, and I think the Eagles will be interested. I don't know that they're the team to beat, though, for him. I've talked to some people in Philly and was kind of given a lukewarm response there. So Don't just sign him up and assume he's going to be an Eagle the day that this lockout ends. So I think the Ravens will be interested. I think the Patriots will kick around the idea. The Jets have some questions at receiver with free agents. And I think the Dolphins might be interested in Brandon Marshall if he's a concern as well.
Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. Great stuff as usual. Eric, thanks for sticking on through the break, and thanks for joining us today and helping us sort out this lockout, et cetera.
Yeah, well, call me and we'll see if any progress is made in the next month or so.
We'll do that. We're going to I mean that. I'm going to shoot for that July 4th holiday, like you said, and we'll kind of maybe touch base with you then and see if you're right. Does that sound good?
The new meaning of Independence Day, absolutely.
I love it. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. He really sums it up well.
Yeah, and it's just so confusing, you know.
Me.
Just play football. We get some football going.
Can we talk about this a little bit when we get back? Because I'm kind of upset about this a little bit. We'll do that next. Tay and Jay Show.